Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've got our next interview on the phone with us. We've got Ash Hintz, who is talking to us about the Midsummer Victoria's Pride. These are events that we were just talking earlier in the session about. They're regional events that are happening during the midsummer next year, and it's All-Star Victoria Pride. Now, we'll actually get Ash to speak to us about and tell us a little more about it. Yep. Welcome to the show, Ash.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, thank you for talking to us about midsummer. But before we actually talk about midsummer, Ash, we'd like to get a little bit of background on our guests, if that's all right. I know I'm throwing you at it a little bit. I didn't get a chance to mention this to you, but just a little bit of background on you, just for our listeners to put it into context. How did you get started in the arts, or you know, specifically in events, I suppose? And you know, what have you been doing up till now? Rather, just an overview, Squine.
An overview, just a short one. I'm what people like to call a nepo baby. My dad has been a production manager and lighting technician in the arts for many, many years, and I followed in his footsteps, but started as a stage manager for musicals and comedy, and I was really passionate about community engagement.
So tell us which musicals that did you work on?
So I worked a lot with the production company.
Okay.
Moving to Melbourne.
Yeah. Love the production company. It's sad that they've gone.
It is. It was such a brilliant project and great learning, particularly for fresh stage managers like myself to really cut your teeth on fast, effective work.
Yeah, turning it around so quickly and only on for a short time. Yeah, oh, good on you. And so you've just moved on doing other bits and pieces along the way?
Yes, I started working with Opera Australia for a few years in their touring department. Discovered a passion with working with communities and kind of listening and making other people's ideas happen. And that's, I've stumbled into community engagement that way.
Right, okay, fantastic. So we know that the state government of Victoria got behind, it was Daniel Andrews, at the opening here of the Pride Centre. He said, "Now we're not forgetting the north side. We're going to start doing a Pride event in Smith Street, around the corner from where Neil lives." And so, you know, he walks out his front door and there it is. But now it's regional as well.
It is. So it started off as Melbourne Pride and has ended up as Victoria's Pride. But the things that I focus on, as well as the street party, is our regional activation program. And that's making sure that everyone in Victoria, no matter where you live, has access to something in their back garden or just down the road. And really motivating and supporting regional LGBTQI+ organisations to put on their own events and really listen to their communities and see what they want and what they're after.
Yeah. And now there's a few coming up in November and one early December. What are they?
That's right. So we're starting off in Gippsland, actually. The Gippsland Pride Initiative are putting on a whole host of events.
Yep.
Their first is in November, and they're starting off in the Bass Coast region. But what's special about them is that they're going to all of their different localities, which is a huge amount of land to cover. They're still working on exactly what that looks like. But on the 11th of November, they'll be starting off. And then we've got our Queer Ways Collective, who collect stories from local locations. They've done it in Fitzroy. They've done it in St Kilda. Last year, they went to Mildura. Year, they're going to Shepparton.
Right. And tell people what it is. It's a map, isn't it?
It is. So it's an AI map. So they're creating and illustrating a map of important places and important stories in each community.
Yep.
Sorry, Ash,
I'm just going to interrupt you.
You're right.
But we're looking out the Joy window right at this moment, and there's one of those maps at the back of where the 7-Eleven is, car park. And so we're looking at one of those maps as we speak.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And there's this couple around the city, which is wonderful. But the most exciting thing is that when you interact with those maps, they've got a little QR code.
Yep. Yep.
And it will take you through a spoken, animated version of those maps, which tells you the stories with a voice that either told the stories or is just a local ally or advocate for that region.
Yep.
And you can really see those maps come to life.
Yeah, it's a great initiative. And we've actually spoken to the people that started yeah. it all as well. And as a matter of fact, wonderful. There's one out the back because I live literally just near the Pride Centre. I was walking by one night when they were actually painting it, so which was fantastic. Shepparton out into the Open Festival on the 18th of November?
That's correct. So they're doing a couple of things up there. Shepparton have worked with us a couple of years in a row, which is lovely. But one of the exciting things they're doing up there is Our History Queer Museum. So it's a Under the Big Top extravaganza. And they're bringing together artworks, objects, that kind of thing that people associate with queer history in that area. And people are able to come in and interact with that and get to know what the queer history of Shepparton are, which is really exciting.
Right. Fantastic. And because Shepparton's has been active for years and years within our community, haven't they?
Absolutely. And they've got a strong queer organisation there, which is wonderful, a really passionate people. And what I love about working with them is they do what they do every year and they've got their events that they do, but they've used us to support them to try something new, which is what we're all about.
Fantastic.
You know?
Yeah. Well, what about Ballarat? Because it's something at the art gallery?
That's correct. So that's Queerways again, which is exciting.
Right.
So Queerways are using the gallery there to collect Ballarat local stories. So that's another location where they're collecting buildings, locations, people's stories to create their AI maps.
Right. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So
And
it's a bit of a tour for Queerways.
Yeah. And are they also going to Geelong? Is that them at Geelong?
They are correct. So what we ask of any metro-based artist is that if they're bringing something into the regions, we ask them to visit at least three. So they're the three regions they've chosen this year. They'll be in Ballarat, Geelong and Shepparton. So they'll be getting around.
Right. Okay. So it's absolutely wonderful that you're doing all of this in regional areas now. And it must be so supportive for the local people, kids growing up, and also older people from the LGBTIQ plus community where they're not alone anymore, are they?
Absolutely. It's very visible, very proud events that are happening. So people can see what's going on. It gives them a lot of support as younger people, as you say, to see that there are people that are supportive of them around. Mm. There's obviously still a lot of hard times for our trans community particularly, and young trans kids in regional locations are seeing these events happen more frequently and bigger and better, which is certainly a support to them.
Right, fantastic. And how can we find out more about it? Is there a website or a social media that we can go to?
Absolutely. We'll be starting our social media onslaught, I guess you could say, in the next couple of months as we wind up for Pride season. But on the midsummer.org.au website, you'll find Victoria's Pride and all of the regional events are listed under there, which of course link to all of our regional partners who are putting on their own things.
Right. And are you on the road with all of this? Are you out and about?
I try to get to as many as possible, but February for all of us is very busy, but there's a lot going on.
Right, okay.
Now, Ash, you mentioned earlier about the Gippsland one. That one, like you said, starts a bit earlier in November. So will the full program for that be out shortly, and is that also on the same website?
It is on the same website, absolutely. Okay. So the Gippsland Pride Festival goes from the 11th of November to the 10th of February. So they have a few weekends in there, the 11th, 18th of November, etc. And you can either head to the Gippsland Pride Festival Facebook page or to the Midsummer page. And as information is known, we'll be able to update that for you.
Right, sure. Okay. And off the top of your head, because I'm putting you on the spot here, do you know when Pride Day is over in Neil knows because he got it in his letterbox this week.
Well, you know, it's either the 11th or the 12th. I think it's the 12th of February. Am I right with that one or...?
It's the 11th this year on Sunday.
Oh, sorry, I was off our day. Yeah, it's the Sunday.
That's okay.
It's sort of like the last big event, isn't it, for Midsummer.
Midsummer, right? Yeah.
It's the bookend. It's the last big celebration to close off the month. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Ash. That's been great insight and so wonderful that you're out there in regional Victoria.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Ash Hinds here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.